Today's recording is dedicated by Dov Bronstein in honor of the seventh yahrzeit of his father today, Anshel Yeshua ben Dov, a survivor of the Holocaust that suffered greatly in silence and never questioned Hashem, and Yibodeh ben Chaim L'Chaim in honor of his son, Moshe Hillel Gershom ben Shifra Leah, who's having a surgery today. May he have a refuah shleima. Chassidim say over that the Holy Rebbe, Reb Lev Yitzchak of Berdichev, never really did the mitzvah of sukkah in the best way possible. He never really had the best type of sukkah. It was always like a bidyevet, it was always like a second grade type of sukkah, for the simple reason is that when the Holy Berdichev would come into the sukkah, he would be overcome with such enthusiasm and passion and excitement. He would start jumping up and down and singing and dancing and clapping and losing himself in ecstasy, and he would start hitting against the wall, and the schach would start falling down. Pieces of the covering of the sukkah would fall down and the walls would start shaking, and he would do somersaults and jump all over the place. He was so excited and ecstatic with the love of Hashem that all the schach would fall, and they'd have to somehow control that the whole sukkah shouldn't fall apart. And he did the mitzvah of sukkah, but it was never the best, lechatchila, best type of sukkah because of all the schach that fell, because of all his jumping. And that's what the tzaddikim teach the Torah means when it says, you know, this week's parsha, we begin reading about the menorah that Hashem commands Aaron, HaKohen, and all the Kohanim afterwards to light the menorah in the tabernacle and then in the temple in the Beis HaMikdash. They're commanded this week is the first time we hear about the commandment to light the menorah. And then later on in Parshas Baloischa, Hashem repeats again the mitzvah to light the candles of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, which today we're familiar with the Hanukkah candles, which are a memory of that, the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. But in the temple, it was the seven-branched menorah. And Hashem tells Aaron and his offspring after him to light the menorah, to put the oil in and fix the wicks and light the menorah. And then after all these commandments where Hashem tells them to light the menorah, the Torah says, Vayas Kein Aaron. And Aaron did what God commanded. And Rashi over there says, Lahaget Shifchei Shel Aaron Shelei Shina. This that the Torah says, and Aaron did it, I mean, God told him to do it. I mean, obviously he did. Why does the Torah need to say, Vayas Kein Aaron, and Aaron actually did it? The Torah needs to say that, Rashi says, Lahaget Shifchei, to say Aaron's praise that he didn't change, Shelei Shina. He didn't change what God told him to do. He did exactly all the digdukim, all the details of what God said to do. But the tzaddikim ask, why is that a chiddush? Why is that a novel thing to say about Aaron HaKohen? The holy high priest Aaron HaKohen, it's a big thing that he didn't change, that he did all the details, that he did exactly what God said. But the tzaddikim teach that the answer is because if Hashem would have given the commandment to the Berdichever, if Reb Lev Yitzchak Berdichever would have had the commandment to light the menorah, he would never have been able to. He would have jumped up and down and knocked it down, spilled all the oil. There was no way he would have been able to light the menorah exactly the same way. And that's the chiddush, the Torah saying by Aaron, that he did do all the details, even though he, of course, felt everything the Berdichever felt. And we can't imagine what that type of ecstasy must be like. We can't imagine any pleasure, any ecstasy we think we experience in this world is nothing compared to that spiritual ecstasy that they felt. And like the Chayza from Lublin, when he felt what happened, when the Maggid of Mizrich said, Ein Kelekenu, he felt it was revealed in the world what happens when a Jew prays. The Chayza from Lublin fainted when he saw those visions. And the Berdichever would have also knocked down the menorah. And the praise of Aaron is that he was on such a high level that he experienced all these things and he didn't faint and he didn't knock the menorah down. But what does that mean for people like us? So I was thinking maybe not such a maybe, that in some ways we're even greater than Aaron HaKohen, because we're so praiseworthy that we feel sometimes, probably most of the time, absolutely nothing. And even so, Loishina, we also don't change. After all these years, centuries of not having any direct communication from God, and sometimes we could go days, weeks, months, years not feeling anything when we serve Hashem. And yes, the Alter Rebbe writes in Tanya in chapter 23 that that's the only reason we're able to do mitzvahs and connect to God's essence, because we don't feel anything. But still, we don't feel anything. And even so, we Jews, after all these years, we're still crazy after all these years. And we're still not changing all the dikdukim, and we're still trying as hard as we can to do everything the code of Jewish law says to be good Jews. I think, and we're greater than Aaron HaKohen. Vayas Kain, we're commanded by God, just like he was, and we feel zero, and we still don't change what we do. We still light the menorahs and light the candles and do all the mitzvahs. Because we Jews believe, be'emuna shleima, with a full heart, that the purpose of life, the purpose of Judaism, is not about feeling and experiencing. It's about objectively unifying with God. And we believe that that's what happens when we do mitzvahs and we learn Torah. And in the schus that we're carrying on that torch, and we're continuing to light the candles throughout the generations, very soon Mashiach will come, and not only will we feel God himself, but we will be revealed to us how every time we served Hashem, we did a mitzvah, we learned Torah, we were connecting to God's essence. And just like we didn't change, it will be revealed that God never changed. He was present with us and in us all the time, but especially upon us when we did the mitzvahs and learned Torah. And we will feel that and see that with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. We should be Zeicha today.